Dickerson High School grad Nicole Moore has been a regular on the Kansas wrestling scene for the past several years. She has sought out the best competition and has also made a name for herself on the national level. Moore saw her fair share of success competing against boys, but during the 2019-20 season, she was able to cap her high school career off with a state title at 116 pounds during the inaugural season of girls wrestling in the state of Kansas. Using her aggressive style, the honor student steamrolled her way through the title with three straight falls at the state tournament. During her high school career, she accumulated over 100 wins to become the leader in that category for Nickerson High School. Her efforts garnered her recognition as a 2020 KWCA Senior Girls Wrestler of the Year. Before we get to Nicole, let's hear from our high school coach, Nick Flowers. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
All right, Nikki Moore has been a name out there in girls wrestling in the state of Kansas for several years. How special and important was it that the Kansas State High School Activities Association approved girls wrestling during her senior year in high school?
You know, for the sport itself, it was absolutely huge. It was an amazing honor to get to be a part of the inaugural season, because watching her go out there and push all the other girls, seeing her and her Team Kansas girls all getting together. So, I mean, when you have Junction City, Ellis, and all these other cities combining up to talk and have fun at every tournament, it just makes it for a complete different experience from a normal one. But for her in general, whether she had competed at the boys' level or the girls' level, she was going to be in the competition against whoever she went up against. But to have that cap at the end of her senior year, I think is definitely something special.
Yeah, that for sure. You know, there's a handful of those girls that have been mainstays on Team Kansas that it was really neat to see. And then, of course, a few of them that have moved on in just the last couple of years, and you just wish they would have had that opportunity as well. So, Coach, talk a little bit about, I assume you're the high school boys and girls head coach. Talk a little bit about just the organization of it all and, you know, going down the line with the girls regional turn, just two regional tournaments, and then, you know, because of the numbers, they had to do some restructure. I mean, in a good way, because there was too many numbers, they had to kind of restructure things a little bit. So just how hectic was it for you coming down the stretch, preparing for boys regionals, girls regionals, and then the state tournaments for both?
Well, luckily for us in our room, we didn't have as many girls as I planned at the beginning of the year, just due to injuries and health issues. But all of our girls put themselves in great positions to either be spoke for at the top couple seeds, or they weren't going to be seedable at all. And even if they weren't seedable, they were going to be competing. The big thing for us was we treat everybody in our room the same. At the end of the day, we were getting ready for regionals and we were getting ready for league for boys. So no matter what level they were at or what tournament we were about to go to, they were preparing for what was supposed to be top line competition, especially because in our league, I mean, you're talking, we have Pratt and Hoisington and Hillsborough and all these powerhouse wrestling programs. I guess our big thing was preparing to understand that we could have as high as 60 some girls in a bracket, which from a coach's standpoint, going into a seating meeting, that's crazy to even think that would be possible.
Yeah, for sure.
But otherwise, I mean, it was definitely an interesting experience there in the tournament. I'm glad that next year we're going to see them spread that out a little bit more.
Yeah. So, in talking about the tournament itself a little bit, the state tournament for girls, you know, the dynamics were such, as you say, that there were so many teams involved that if you had, you know, a couple girls that you know, were really good, you finished pretty high in the standings. Now, I understand that you guys just had, I believe, two qualifiers, and they both placed, you know, of course, with Nicole pinning her way to the title, but you guys were just one position out of a trophy in fourth place. So talk a little bit about the dynamics of the team aspect, of the team race aspect of the state tournament at the girls' inaugural tournament this year.
You know, so before the season even got started, Nikki and I were talking to every girl we could and explaining that at the year before, when we were at the unofficial state tournament, we had two girls unofficial state champions. We were the only school with that that year. And that if you have that at the inaugural, there was a good chance that your team was going to win it all, because two state champions out of 12 weight classes, that's huge. I mean, it's just, it changes the whole dynamic. For us, yes, we fell 1 point shy of bringing home that third place hardware. And I'll tell you, that was heartbreaking for both those girls. But it also lit a fire in the belly of two of our freshman girls who are, one was a state qualifier and placer, and the other one who was a match shy, who now they're this summer have been working their butts off, and that's their goal next year, that they want to go and do something special. They want to bring home a hardware. They want to put a banner up on a wall. They want to do what we weren't capable of finishing last year.
All right, so Nikki seems to be a real intelligent and confident young lady. I think that's an accurate assessment. So what else does she bring to the table that makes her such a success in the sport?
Well, confidence for her is absolutely huge. You're absolutely right on that. Between handling the pressure at regionals of having a national television company following us around, she handled that like it was nothing. And she was able to do the interviews and do her matches and still be able to be with her girls and pushing them the whole time through the tournament. But also her knowledge and just her push. She has such a passion for what she does that's the level changer. So many kids out there, they expect that, oh, I'm going to do great come the end of the season, but they don't want to put in the work during the off season. Nikki doesn't have an off season. She pushes herself summer, spring, everything for this sport because of the fact it is her sport. And she knows exactly what she wants, and she knows how she's going to have to earn it. And I think that's the game changer from her to most athletes, is she knows what she wants and how to get it.
Oh, well put, Coach. What will you and the Nickerson program miss most with Nicole moving on to college and no longer being in a Panther room on a daily basis?
Her leadership. This senior class, especially with her, was just a huge leadership group, and they were the vocal ones, and they were pushing everyone. And, I mean, 4 years ago when she came in as a freshman, we had, I think it was 12 kids on the team total, and 10 of them were freshmen. So when they came in, they were the program, and now that group is gone, and the next group has to find a way to step up. And now I get a hope that the passion that she instilled into a few of our boys and our girls, that'll shine through, I'm hoping.
All right, so looking at her moving on now to the college level, what do you think that her biggest assets are, to be able to compete at the college level at Baker University? So what are her biggest assets, and what does she need to work on in order to make that next step?
Her biggest assets is the fact that she does have a great knowledge and head on her shoulders. She's not going to be the one who's struggling getting the change from doing academics with athletics. She's been doing it all the time, and she's had to know, this is how I have to do my academics because of the fact I want to do athletics. I've always said to her, for what she's got to continue to push, is her aggression. This year we saw her shooting more, partially because of the fact we were against girls. But even on the boys' level, she started shooting more and she started being more aggressive. And that's honestly the big difference for her, is as long as she can keep getting more aggressive and controlling the pace of the match and not letting somebody else set it, she's not going to have an issue. And, you know, I see big things coming for her at Baker and on the future of hopeful Olympics.
Okay. Well, I think she's in good hands with Coach Garcia and Coach Lanning there at Baker.
I absolutely agree on that.
All right, Coach Flowers, well, thank you for taking the time to join us and talk about 2020 KWCA Girls Senior Wrestler of the Year, Nikki Moore.
Thank you, sir.
Nicole Moore joins us on the line today. Welcome to the program, Nicole.
It's good to be here.
All right, so Keisha adopting girls wrestling is now a well-worn story throughout the state of Kansas and even the nation. But take us back to the moment that you found out that you would be able to compete for a state title your senior year during the inaugural season of girls wrestling in Kansas.
So I was actually at a track meet getting ready to run the 2 mile, and all of a sudden, right before I'm up, my phone blows up with all these text messages. It's like all the girls, we have a Team Kansas group chat, and so everyone's throwing messages. official thing now. So, and then I get up and I go run. So I'm just running the whole 2 mile thinking, oh my gosh, it's a real thing now. Like, it really happened.
All right. Well, that's quite a memory. So catch us up to speed in what you've been doing this spring to keep yourself busy and on track and to prepare for college wrestling.
So right now, it's kind of hard to get into rooms and stuff because a lot of places are closed or, like, the schools aren't open, which is where most wrestling rooms are. But some of the stuff is starting to open back up. And then we live on a farm, so we actually have a wrestling mat at our house. And then we have a lot of room to do whatever kind of workouts and stuff that we have.
Okay.
Which makes it easy. So
you're kind of doing what you can and not just kicking back and saying, you know, poor me, I can't do anything. It sounds like you're being proactive and doing what you can to prepare.
Yeah, it really helps with my mindset and stuff because when everything got canceled at first, I was like pretty upset and took like a week off. But after that, I realized I was really missing the workouts and the schedule. So I started getting back into it so I can be best prepared for when everything comes back online.
All right, so your state tournament this year, you certainly made the most of it by pinning your way through the tournament. And along the way, you became the career wins leader for Nickerson High School during this season. I think it was about regional time when you captured that goal. For your efforts, you've been recognized as a KWCA 2020 Senior Girls Wrestler of the Year. So what stands out to you most as you reflect on your senior season and your entire high school career?
It's actually probably my girls team that... So when I first started, we had me on the team, and then the next year we had 2 girls, and then the year after that it was just 1 girl. And this year we actually had 5, 6, we had like 7 or 8 start, and by the end we had 5 or 6, and then I took 1 girl to stay with me. So just the fact that we managed to grow it that much and keep that many girls out felt really good. And they're mostly freshmen who plan to stay with it, so they'll all come back next year.
Well, that's great. That's great you're still, you know, concerned about building that Nickerson program. And kind of interestingly, you were really close to bringing home a state trophy as a team this year with only your 2 qualifiers. You're both placers, obviously you winning it. But talk about that a little bit that, man, you know, with that number of teams involved in the girls tournament, having 2 strong girls, strong placers really made a difference. And you came so close to bringing home a trophy.
Yeah, so that was actually really exciting and really hard at the same time because obviously we also had all the girls on our team. They were all came to state to support us, and we knew it was going to be tough, but I think we tied for 4th place with Pratt or Paola. I think it was Pratt because Paola got 3rd, and we were only a couple points behind, so we were like watching every match and all the duels and everything, trying to keep track. And it was really exciting, though. I was pretty proud of how far we came with just our 2 girls and how close we were. So I'm excited to see what they do next year with a little bit more training under their belt. It's definitely hard coming into the state tournament as a freshman because you don't really know what to expect. It's definitely a lot of pressure. So I'm excited to see what all our girls do next year now that they have a good look at it.
So I've only met you a few times and seen a handful of your matches, but what comes through is your intelligence, confidence, and enthusiasm. What is it about the sport of wrestling that captivates you and motivates you?
There's so much. Really, that's like the empowerment it gives me. It just makes it... Okay, so when I'm wrestling, everything's on my shoulders, so... I don't have a team that I have to worry about letting down, but I also don't have anyone that's going to save me if I mess up. So it's really cool being able to go out there and know, win or lose, you did that by yourself. Even if you lose, you know you stepped out on the mat and competed your heart out. And you know, when you put in the training and stuff, you know that you're capable of doing whatever you want. So a lot of people say wrestling's the hardest thing, but everyone always says that about their sport, so everyone's probably going to disagree with me. But... it really does feel like that to me, and being able to accomplish that stuff on my own is really empowering for me. So it's made me, it just kind of changed my outlook. Like, if I can do that, then there's no reason I should be scared to give a biology report in class.
How was it, you mentioned you're out for track as well, running the 2 mile. How is that different? You know, that's an individual event as well, and there's strategy involved. You know, just how, you know, why is it wrestling that has really captured you?
So when you're wrestling, you're not just competing against yourself like in track. You're trying to beat your best time, or you're trying to beat someone else's, but you're taking another human and forcing them to move the way that you want them to, which I think just makes it a little, it makes it different. And for me, that's why I like it so much, is because it gives me that control.
All right, I like that. Taking another human and forcing them. That sounds like a Brands quote there. So your accolades on the mat speak for themselves. And you also are an all-star in the classroom. So you're headed to Baker University, where Addie Lanning and Cody Garcia will help you reach your goals on the mat. Tell us what degree you're pursuing and you know, what your long-term goals are off the mat.
I am looking for a law degree, and then I hope long-term to become a lawyer. And then on the mat, I hope to qualify for the 2024 Olympics, 2028, as far as I can go, and world team trials. I hope to qualify for the world team.
Sounds like you really have you know, have that in your mind and on your radar, and kind of know what you want to do to pursue that. So very good, very, very driven. Anyone talking about the Baker program, it seems that Baker, the women's program, is quietly putting things together to really make some noise in NAIA. What are your thoughts individually and as a team heading into the 2020-21 season?
I am very excited. I think our coaches are great. So individually, I think I'll be able to step on the mat and stir up the scene a little bit. I've seen some of the girls that came in last year. I've been watching the college stuff. And some of the girls I've competed with are taking national titles home already. So I think once I get in the college room and start training with these coaches, I'll be able to do the same. As a team, I'm super excited because I've seen them adding a bunch of girls, and some of them I know personally, and other girls I've seen compete. And I think the team we're building is going to be really strong, and I can't wait to see what we do when we get into practice.
So we've been visiting with KWCA 2020 Girls Senior Wrestler of the Year, Nicole Moore of Nickerson High School. Nikki, all the best to you as you move on to Baker University.
Thank you so much.
And before we sign off today, I want to remind you of a couple of upcoming events, the first of which is the NWCA, the National Wrestling Coaches Association Virtual Convention, which will be held July 29th through the 31st. Registration this year is only $99, so take advantage of that if you can. And at the registration checkout, use the promo code KWCA, as the NWCA is offering a little kickback to our organization for each member of the Kansas wrestling community that registers for that event. So they've got the lineup out there now, the schedule of events, and it really does look good. So I encourage you to take that in if you can. Again, it's only $99, and there's an incentive for a little kickback to the KWCA. And also want you to just kind of keep on the horizon the annual fall clinic, the Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic, which will be the first weekend in October in Salina. John Smith and crew will be there, so that's always a great event. So I'd encourage you to get that on your calendar now. This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.